Well, it's Wednesday, March 3rd, and I'm trying to get caught up both on the map and the variance. Both are kind of losing propositions. Basically, on the map side, Helix did do an update to their website a couple days ago. It shows that the UK variant, or B117, is continuing to expand exponentially. On their website, they've got it up to about 30% of the PCR positive cases throughout the US. They get information, I think, from all 50 states, although they're not evenly distributed. And some of their larger states are Florida, California, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, probably Massachusetts. But they've got smaller numbers in other states, and they kind of have one graph that shows all of the data combined. And the combined data is fairly smooth because they got a pretty good number of samples and showing a continual increase on a daily basis. And now it's up to about 30% of the PCR positives are positive for the UK variant. That's still going along the same pace of doubling every 10 days or so. So this month, it should become the dominant species, so that most of the PCR positive for SARS-CoV-2 will be the UK variant. And because of these large numbers, you don't really have to do the S-drop assay to zero in on this. If it gets to be 20, 30, 40% of the samples, then you can just be sampling everything, and you'll, now, if you get more than a few samples, you'll end up with a positive for the variant. So as a result, it's hard to keep up on the mapping side. There's just too many positives. And when it becomes present pretty much everywhere, the map has limited utility. It's just a matter of putting a lot of data points on the map, and the map doesn't really say a whole lot more than the CDC variant map, which doesn't give specifics for states in the locations within the state, but they do give the total for each state. And so I was actually looking to start mapping some of the newer variants, including the one in New York. Maybe not map it in New York because it's everywhere there, but outside of New York. But when I was going through and trying to figure out which ones to map, it became clear that there's a lot of variants out there and a lot of variation in the variants, with new variants popping up. And these are clearly being created through recombination. And so they've got a couple elements from one variant and a couple elements from another variant. A striking example of that is now the variant that's in the Philippines. There really hasn't been much news on that, but sequences were just released today. And that variant has two of the spike mutations that are found in the UK variant. They've got the N501Y, which is in the three more common variants and increases the binding for the receptor, but it also has nearby change, which is P681H, which is by the polybasic cleavage, and that is normally found in the UK variant. But in addition to those two markers from the UK, they also have E484K, which is found in the South African or Brazilian variant. And it's got a few different deletions. It's got two of the deletions that is normally found in the South African variant. I think at 283 and 284. And then it's got three deletions that were found. I've given this patient before. This is a patient that was in Massachusetts. He was 45 years old, and he was chronically infected, and the virus kept on evolving. One of the first changes his virus had was a three amino acid deletion in the spike protein, I think at 141, 142, and 143. And that is present in the variant from the Philippines. Same thing's happening in the U.S. The key receptor binding domain change in the California variant is L452R. And now there's a variant in the East, in New York, actually, and beyond, but recently in New York, one of the recent sequences. And that one has one of the deletions in the UK variant. It's also got the vaccine-resistant E484K, and that is showing up in New York City. So the bottom line is that the variants are variable as far as what combinations of these key markers they have in the update from the COVID task force or the COVID presser today. They kind of started talking about five variants now. They're talking about the three they've been talking about all along, plus the variant from California, as well as the variant from New York. And they went through the vaccination plans, and the plans are to, there's two trials, one to see what a third injection of the original sequence would do to act as a booster, and the other is to give a third injection using a vaccine, a target mRNA from the South Africa variant. The plan is to increase vaccine availability and to have, I guess by May or so, that any adult in the U.S. can, there'll be enough vaccines to vaccinate everybody, every U.S. adult that wants to get vaccinated, and then there's another plan to get all personnel associated with schools, the teachers, the bus drivers, the staff, to get vaccinated, at least get their first shot this month. And they're going to set up centers. I mean, they won't, they'll just probably be the same distribution that currently has, but teachers will register there, and they'll be able to get vaccinated. So the plan is to get more of the population vaccinated, and to try a couple different approaches. But right now the vaccine, the virus is ahead of the vaccine, and the heterogeneity out there and the number of sequences that are out there strongly suggest that the virus will maintain its lead in the foreseeable future.